Welcome back. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Today, we're going to have a continuation of our talk with David Pills of Ohm Haven Ranch. David is trained and certified as an alternative health and holistic practitioner. He's a certified master healer and instructor. Plus, he continues to actively study and train in many complementary healing systems, such as Reiki, reflexology and crystals, sacred ceremonies, and much more. His personal kundalini is awake and active. He has been honored with many spiritual gifts and titles over his life. The sun mask, golden and bald eagle feathers, a historic 2005 UNN Chilliwack Board of Directors membership. He is the current Star Nation Chinupa Carrier of Ancient Prophecy, the Star Nation Lodge Keeper, the Eagle Chinupa Carrier, the Golden Eagle Whistle Carrier, and the Ohm Haven Medicine Teepee Facilitator. He has been officially welcomed into the True White Brotherhood of Hopi Elders. His reborn native name is White Star, meaning North Star, the center of all the navigation maps. Aboriginals and natives around the world have legends that describe a time when a white man will step forward as a bridge between all nations and welcome in the era of the Star Nation's return. His humanitarian ideals and efforts have earned him a nomination currently being compiled for an award from the Order of Canada. So David's been telling us a lot about the things that he's been working on, and he's going to be continuing to talk to us today about Ormus and how he and Martin met. Hope you enjoy this very special episode. If you could just tell us how you and Martin came to be, and maybe just quick overview of Ormus.
You got it, brother. Absolutely. And I was, and it's funny, maybe I'm becoming more indigenous than I think. It takes many of them half a day just to say hello, too. So anyway, I will cut to the chase here. And, okay, so what happened was March 9th of this year, I, like many other people on the planet, watched Fukushima kind of blow up. And I went into fear, just like, you know, so many other people on the planet, too. And, you know, at this point in time, I'm trying to walk the Star Nation White Star path, and I'm very confused as far as, well, if this is going to be kind of the end of things, because, you know, ultimately the nuclear radiation has changed the very face of our planet already, and you give this a few more years, and, you know, definitely the very nature of our planet is the past is history, guys. You know, we are now stepping into an adaptationary dynamic, and we have to be able to kind of keep up here, you know. So I went into fear. I went out, I fired up that Star Nation Lodge and the Chinupa, and I started communing with the Star Nation. And I asked them, of course, very directly, I mean, if I'm to be this messiah, this bridging, this mediator, if I'm supposed to make this kind of a difference on this planet in this good way, how can I do so in light of this danger? In light of this, how do I protect my children? How do I protect my family? How do I protect community? How do I protect the world, you know, from itself, you know? And the answer that came back to me was very directly, Ormus. Now, they didn't actually use the word Ormus, but what they showed to me was this product, this substance, this amazing energetic stuff. Now, 10 years previous, I worked with Ormus. I was purchasing mine from a gentleman who made it according to the old ways, and yes, he still manufactured it, you know, just like everybody else apparently on the planet has to these days, but he still did it, you know, clean. And he explained to me that there are people out there who unfortunately sometimes use products like Drano, you know, to make their products, and they're leaching it out of things like Dead Sea Salts and all that stuff. Now, it was explained to me in a flash, you know, literally in a flash, that what happens is all the trace elements and all the minerals on this planet come up through volcanoes, and then they come out of the top of the volcano and make their way through the land all the way down to the oceans. And that's where the Ormus is kind of ending up after it's been through every other critter in between. And this is, unfortunately, where a lot of people are getting, you know, their Ormus from. So I'd worked with this product 10 years ago doing community service in Chilliwack, and what fascinated the heck out of me when I first encountered it was, actually, I was doing community service work and helping heroin addicts get off of heroin. And there was a police officer there who had brought this product to the table. And when he shared this with one of the people who was going through this treatment protocol, I saw what happened to his aura. But it was amazing. You know, a heroin addict has huge holes poked in their auras. You know, it's kind of like Swiss cheese. And the closer they are, of course, to passing away, the less of that aura that there is, you know, rewinding back to the three-month cycle, you know. And I got to tell you, one drop under the tongue of one of these guys, and I saw his aura light up like a firework. You know, the entire rainbow showed up. It was liquid chi. And before I even knew what it was called, I looked at that guy and said, I want some of that, you know. And so I did play with it, and I went through the entire protocol for a whole year because, of course, I'd learned about the Ark of the Covenant and its reference to, you know, this product and the spiritual implications and the metaphysical awareness implications and all these things. So because of who I am, looking for answers, I went through the year protocol, and it was fantastic. I loved it. It cranked me up in such a way, oh, my goodness, it was so amazing and so clean and so natural and just, yeah. But ultimately, I backed off. Literally, because I was, well, best way to put it is that I was outperforming everybody in my life to such a degree that I was becoming more and more alienated than I was to begin with, you know? And so it was very difficult for me, getting more and more difficult for me, so I backed off. It's kind of like the smartest kid in class failing a few tests just so he can be normal, you know? So he's not the smartest kid in class anymore, right, you know? And so, anyway, this Ormus thing shows up, and I pick up the phone. I come back from the lodge and I pick up the phone and I try and get a hold of the guy who I got it from, you know, 10 years previous. He's no longer in business, but he gives me this phone number, this 800 number of this guy in who I can buy it from. And, you know, I know it's Martin, of course, but, I mean, he was sharing with me that Martin kind of knows where to get this stuff. He knows where to get it so it's clean and it's healthy. And, I mean, he's very discerning about the products he carries. And he has a great reputation, been involved in the business for 25 years, et cetera. So I thought, okay, cool. I'll phone this guy up and I'll get a case of this stuff, right, you know. So I phone up this 800 number that leads to the United States. So I figured I'm talking to an American, you know, which is fine. And, you know... You know when you can sometimes get on even on the phone with somebody and you're starting to bond, you know? Within a few minutes, and I know Martin, you know, shares the same, you know, connection, but, and I mirror that back at him, honest to goodness. Within the first few minutes, I recognized I was speaking to somebody that was connecting on a level that I don't comprehend for many people, you know? I mean, Martin's a smart guy, but more importantly, he's a soulful man, you know? And I found myself explaining to him a little bit about who I am and stepping out of the closet a little bit and sharing with him that I'm the Star Nation pipe carrier. And one of the reasons why I need this stuff is because of nuclear protection and all this weirdness. And he was right with me. He was right with me. He got it. He understood what I was sharing with him, and he wasn't thinking I was all weird and twisted and stuff. And he was actually offering, you know, into the conversation as much as receiving, you know. And so anyway, as I'm talking to him, these little green lights are going off. And the best way for me to put it is that literally while I was on the phone with Martin, the Star Nation were talking to me as well. And they were starting to whisper, they were starting to share with me that this conversation needs to go a little further, you know? And so I started sharing with him, again, my fears and the potentials and my role in this lifetime as White Star, the Star Nation pipe carrier. And I inevitably went right to, is it possible, Martin, for it to be naturally occurring? You know, this stuff, you know? And he says, well, Ormus exists in all things, of course, but, you know, I mean, for it to literally be coming out of the ground as Ormus water or as Ormus gold, well, you're talking the sound of youth, buddy. You're talking, you know, something that, you know, millions of hours and millions of dollars have been spent trying to find, you know? And, you know, we both had a bit of a chuckle, you know, me, of course, tongue-in-cheek, because at this point I'm suspecting I have it right here, you know? And he says, yeah, that would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it, you know? And I went, yeah, that would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? You know? And finally I had the nerve to ask him, I asked him and explained to him that, you know, underneath Omhaven here, I have a hairline crack that feeds all these trace elements up. Mount Ida, where I live, used to be an active volcano. It's dormant now, but there's still all these trace elements coming up from these fissures, from these hairline cracks that are beneath the property. And then once all the trace elements and all the goodness comes up through these cracks, they hit a bunch of catacombs that, because we are seasonal here, we have extreme heat coming up from the bottom, the volcano place, and we've got extreme cold seasonally, where literally those catacombs fill with ice. So what we've got here is extreme temperatures. We've got this reverse osmosis dynamic going on because we're creating steam and we're creating ice and all of this stuff, and all of those trace elements and all that ormus goodness bubbles to the surface. Now, on its way to the surface, and there is a place on the surface just behind my property where it actually bubbles up, but on the way to getting there, it takes a bit of a side route, and it dumps all this amazing ormus goodness into a 5-acre aquifer, underground aquifer, that I have right underneath my property here. You know, literally, I have a 5-acre lake of ormus just sitting there. And our well draws from not, we haven't punctured the actual aquifer, but instead we draw from beside it. The best way to describe how my well works is if you dig a hole on the beach, it fills with water. And we draw that water, you know, but it's still pure ormus. Now, I'm suspecting this, of course, but, you know, I've heard from this expert that it just doesn't happen, you know. And I ask him, well, how do I tell? How can I know for sure if I have something or not? And Martin answers back, well, just send me some samples and, you know, I'll check them out and we'll see. And I could tell, you know, that he was willing to do this for me, but, you know, he really wasn't very optimistic. So anyway, I say, okay, no problem, brother. Let me just send you some samples. What's your address? Wouldn't you know it? Gives me his address, and he lives 20 minutes from my house. Oh, my God. I'm like, okay, I'm really paying attention now, right, you know? So I grabbed a gallon jug of water from my taps, and I grabbed a little bit of soil, and I headed on down to Martin's, you know? He pulls me into the lab, and he kind of takes me through the process without giving me all the secrets and all the ingredients and stuff, and he takes me through the process of making ormus from dead sea salts. And, you know, wouldn't you know it, bam, there it is, and it shows up just like normal, just like, you know, many manufacturers experience on a daily basis, you know, there's the ormus coming from the dead sea salts. And then he shows me what happens when you just use regular water, nothing. And then we use the Ohm Haven spring water, the Ohm Haven tap water, literally. And wouldn't you know it, there it was. You know, Martin is a brilliant man, he's amazing, but I got to tell you, I don't know very many people who would believe me if I shared with him that within a couple hours he was giggling like a schoolgirl. You know, the energy that was present was amazing, and it was starting to sink into both of our brains that we had found the only naturally occurring source of ormus on the planet thus far. You know, there must be others out there, but we found one, you know, and it exists right here at Ohm Haven, literally coming out of our taps, you know?
That's really exciting.
You know, of course, it's fascinating, you know? So, of course, you know, at that time, Martin brings me into, you know, the secret society of teaching me how to extract ormus and how to work with it, and he's been absolutely a godsend in helping me with the protocols and making sure that I've got a product that not only can be shared with people, but is as safe as possible, you know? And all of that, and in my opinion, of course, it can't get much safer than literally right out of the earth, right out of the ground, right, you know? And, yeah, that's, I'm still kind of shaking my head over that dynamic, you know? So it's interesting because I've spoken with a number of other scientists, of course, about this find. And of course, we've proven in the labs, we've sent all the samples out, we've proven that what we have here is ormus, we've proven that, you know, we can, you know, all of our lab tests pass any nutritional supplement and mineral supplements, you know, ruling or requirement that's out there. But more importantly, I actually also believe that it passes any spiritual supplement requirement. And that's more important from my perspective, you know. Being White Star, the Star Nation pipe carrier, and having this find directly beneath the lodge, literally directly beneath the lodge, following up on after the Star Nation tell me very clearly that it's there, I'm seeing it as the gift that it is. I'm seeing it as manna from the gods. Hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that's really, really exciting.
And so, and literally this was only just this last March, and I've spent the last, I guess it's now been about 5 months or so, just going through all the hoops of, you know, as a savvy businessman, making sure that the bottling is correct and the labeling is done and you know, everything is apropos so that I can sell it, you know, worldwide and all that, those things. And working with the ormus, working with it every day and daily, I'm learning more and more and more about it as well. And, you know, I can honestly say it's nothing but a privilege. It's an honor to work with this product, you know. And I can see very clearly where this is the answer to all the nuclear risk that we have out there. The problem with the nuclear is that radiated seeds don't grow. Radiated people don't grow. And so this Ormus is fascinating. For example, and here's one example of how fascinating and how amazing this product is. We got our hands on some tobacco seeds. This is amazing. These tobacco seeds came out of the pouch that came off the hip of a guy who was frozen in the ice caps until just recently. So literally, the last time these tobacco seeds had been on this planet were, it could very well be when the brontosauruses were running around the planet, okay? The last time that this particular strain had even seen existence. And I have some UBC, you know, clients and friends and people that I work with, and, you know, they made sure that I got a handful of these seeds. Just like they did a number of other people, because they wanted to see if they could actually get them to sprout again, because after being frozen for so long, it was pretty unlikely, you know? So they exposed it to as many different growing techniques and as many as different growers and different environments as they could in the hopes of maybe getting something from it. Well, I'm very proud to say that we are one of two people on this planet who've been able to get those seeds to grow. We got those seeds to not only germinate, but to also produce further seeds, and now we are spreading out across the moccasin trail so that that ancient tobacco can come back. What a gifting. What an amazing dynamic that is, you know? The only other person to get those seeds to grow, and I won't mention his name just because, just in case he's competition, but I will tell you that he is also an Ormus producer. So what I'm sharing with you is that the only people who were able to get those seeds to actually come back to life were using Ormus. That's fascinating. That tells a whole tale all by itself, you know?
It sure does. So, David, we're, again, running out of time. So, and this is all really absolutely fascinating. I'm just amazed at the information you've been sharing with us. And I'm thinking that, and I'm sure Martin would agree, that we're going to have you on a few more times to get into a lot more detail about Ormus, how you use it, and all that sort of good stuff.
Okay. Yes, you can find the Om Haven products, Om Haven Ranch, on life-enthusiast.com. If you look under brands, you'll find it under the Om Haven. If you look under products, it's Ormus, Om Haven. We have an article explaining, David, the Oracle pills, and we explain the property, and we explain the properties. This product is priced differently than the other Ormus, primarily for the reason that this is the prime source, original source, volcanic source, Ormus. This stuff is strong, and it works really well. So, thank you. Sorry that we were longer than usual, but I find it totally fascinating. Thank you very much. This is Scott and Martin restoring vitality to you and to the planet.